Tonight, I would like to talk about on Anapanasati. From the very beginning up to the attainment of jhana, absorption. Buddha once said, "Oh bhikkhu, one thing when developed and cultivated is of great fruits and benefit." What one thing? Anapanasati. Okay. So there are two ways to approach Anapanasati. One is through concentration or serenity samatha meditation. One is through vipassana or insight meditation. And you may ask, since vipassana or insight meditation is the essence of Buddha's teaching, then why should we practice concentration? Why should we practice samatha meditation? Because Buddha also said, a person who has concentrated mind see things as they really are. What are the things they see as they really are? The five aggregates. The origin of five aggregates, the passing away of the five aggregates, or the Four Noble Truths. So a concentrated mind can see the profound Dhamma. That is one reason. The second reason is the concentrations provide pleasant abiding here and there. When a person practices vipassana, he keeps on discerning the rising and passing away of all formations, and he feels that his mind is oppressed by constantly arising and passing away. By seeing constantly arising and passing away, his mind gets very disenchanted and gets very tired by seeing constantly arising and passing away. So at that time, if he has jhana, he can enter into jhana and rest his mind in the jhana. So it is called pleasant abiding here and there. So for these two reasons, that each of us has to cultivate concentration. Okay. So tonight my talk mainly deal with a way of samatha. Tomorrow I will deal with vipassana. Okay. So let me explain to you what is the meaning of anapanasati. Anapanasati, asasa pasasa. Asasa is in-breath, pasasa, out-breath. Sati, what is the meaning of sati? Mindfulness. You all understand the meaning of mindfulness, but I believe that you do not understand correctly or profoundly. Okay. Let me explain the characteristic of sati first. Mindfulness. Mindfulness has characteristic of non-superficiality. Like when you throw a pumpkin into the water, the pumpkin float. This is called superficial. But if you throw a stone into the water, the stone sinks into the bottom. This is called deep, not superficial. So your mindfulness must be deeply sink into your breath. Only then it's called mindfulness. So the characteristic of mindfulness is non-superficiality. If you're just aware of the in-breath, out-breath, in-breath, out-breath, this mindfulness is superficial mindfulness. Okay? Then the function of sati, mindfulness, is not forgetful, keeping the object, keeping your breath in view, you do not forget the breath. Once you forget the breath, then we say you are not mindful. The function of mindfulness is non-forgetful on the breath, if we are practicing anapanasati, because in-breath and out-breath is our object. So once you forget the in-breath and out-breath, you are not mindful. Okay? The manifestation of sati is confrontation, face to face with the breath. You come face to face with the breath. This is the manifestation of sati, mindfulness. And the proximate cause, the near cause of mindfulness, is strong perception on the breath. If your perception is very strong on the breath, mindfulness also becomes very strong. If your perception on the breath not clear, then the mindfulness also will not be strong. So by understanding this, the mindfulness characteristic, function, manifestation, and proximate cause, then you should be able to understand the real meaning of mindfulness, sati. Okay. Now to practice this anapanasati, we have four stages. The first stage is according to Anapanasati Sutta, or according to Four Foundation of Mindfulness, Satipatthana Sutta, under contemplation of body. Buddha explained mindfulness of breathing using four stages. So number one is mindfully I breathe in and mindfully I breathe out. First stage for beginners. You should just sit with body erect, keep your attention under the nostril, and mindfully you breathe in and mindfully you breathe out. This is the first stage, and your sati not forget the breath. For the first stage, it's very difficult to sink into the breath because you are just beginning to practice. So for first stage, mindfulness is still superficial. Then usually we start with natural breathing. We breathe naturally. Don't breathe loudly. If you breathe very loudly, your breathing will disturb your neighbor. Your neighbor get very frustrated and put your name in the list of hatred person. So, I remember one time when I sit with one lady behind me, she breathed so loud. So, instead of concentrating on my breath, I concentrate on her breath. So, I know how distracting it is when you breathe loudly, you disturb the neighbor. Okay? So, please be considerate, breathe naturally. Okay. And another point is that don't focus too strongly. For beginners, because the breath is very subtle, so they tend to focus very strongly on the breath. And this will cause tension on your head, hardness on your nose, and stiffness on your face. And gradually, you will lose interest in the meditation because it's so uncomfortable. So when you mindful of the breath, just mindfully know, don't focus. The word of focus, too much energy, too much effort. No, just mindfully know you are breathing in and mindfully know you are breathing out. Enough for first stage. Okay?